Officials from the World Health Organization have new information about the mysterious flu-like disease that has shown up in half a dozen countries. In its most serious form, the new disease can be fatal. So far, about a dozen deaths have been reported worldwide. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the new information about the disease?
The new information comes from Chinese health officials who say they've been tracking a disease that appears to be the same one that WHO, the World Health Organization, is interested in, that apparently began in the Guangdong province of China in mid-November. They say that they have seen about 300 cases of this illness and that about a handful of deaths have occurred. But the good news seems to be that the number of cases from China is tapering off. So if it's only 300 people in a country of several hundred million, perhaps that's a good sign that this disease won't spread too rapidly around the world.
Why is there such alarm about this outbreak?
Well, there's several reasons for that. One is that it's something new, and health officials don't really know what to make it. They can't find out what causes it. They've pretty much ruled out a bacterium, and even though it behaves like a viral disease, they haven't found a virus that they know about that causes it. So it's strange. It appears to be contagious in the sense that it can be passed from person to person. It seems to require close personal contact. It's not necessary, not enough to sit across the desk from someone. You actually probably have to be hugging them or treating them or getting close to them. And the third, so there's this possibility for spread. And of course, the other major thing is that global air travel means that someone can get the disease, feel fine, get on a plane, and by the time he or she has flown halfway around the world, they can be feeling sick, and suddenly you've got a case showing up in another country.
What are the symptoms?
The symptoms are kind of mild to begin with. The WHO describes a fever of greater than 98 centigrade, which is 100.4 Fahrenheit. That accompanied with a cough seems to be enough to trigger an alarm, but it seems like that covers a lot of early illnesses. But this rapidly progresses to trouble breathing, wheezing, shortness of breath, and in the most severe cases, people can find themselves needing a mechanical respirator, in order to breathe.
Have there been any cases in the United States?
Well, not exactly. There was a case of a doctor from Singapore who flew to the U.S. and pretty much in the scenario we just sort of sketched out, he felt sick in New York and he was looking to get treated but decided he felt better and got on a plane to go back to Singapore. The plane landed in Germany and by this time he was so sick that he was taken off the plane and hospitalized. Now, you know, the question is, it seems that most of these cases so far have been healthcare workers that have been involved. So it's possible that, again, this close contact's what's necessary, and that's the end of it. But the fact that someone can jump on a plane, fly across the world, and get sick, and then possibly infect other people is the reason people are so anxious.
NPR's Joe Palca.